Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Main, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Just blessing now.
Sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Main, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts. Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Main's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Main can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts. Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit, hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own, hustle.
Come on,
shut
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. here we go. 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you. I promise I'm going to be able to talk tonight and also host the homie Golden Fleece. What's good?
Oh, man, another Wednesday after after a bruised election day. I don't know who you vote for with your party. You know what I'm saying? Much respect to everybody that's voting. But at the same time, from my standpoint, we got creamed last night. And there's a lot of shit that's going to be changing that I want people to look out for. Because, man, there's a lot of shit that went down last night that I hope everybody that's listening to the show tonight understands. We got creamed last night. The states are red.
Yeah.
Republican rule. Get ready for a lot of shit that you're used to. The change is going to be a hectic 2 years, boy.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It definitely wasn't a win, but I did my part. You know what I'm saying? I did my part, homie. I went out and voted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
so did I.
Hey, I tried. You know what I'm saying? We all tried.
We can only do our part. So, you know, thank you to you for doing your part. Everybody out there that does their part,
we
would like to thank you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
but we got to, you know what? We have to start extending that to each other, like for real.
Absolutely.
Like telling each other, yo, we appreciate each other for doing that because votes help everybody that's voting. There's people sitting on their ass that didn't go, and they're going to be the main ones talking shit when all their privileges get taken away. Watch out for those characters. because they waiting in line to start talking shit, but they didn't get off their ass to go to the booth. So
and make a change.
At least we did our part.
Straight up. And like you said, salute to everybody else that took the time out of their day yesterday or before then to go and took advantage of that early registration, but or the pre-voting, rather. So, hey, we're going to see what it do. We're going to be following it. We're going to be talking about it on here as well. So if you guys, actually, there's quite a few of you that I see. Shout out to Jacksonville that's heavy on the line right now. I know they're here to support the artist R&B singer. He is our special guest tonight. That is accurate. He will be coming on in the next couple minutes here, so we are going to bring him on. But thank you to you all tuning in. This is your first time tuning in. This is the station via Jermaine Dupri's Global14.com network. So if you haven't already checked that site out as well, you can go over there and see the promo that we have for not only R&B singer, but we have other things that we do post, exclusives, and also the new Jagged Edge album is out. Congratulations to Jagged Edge for their success on their new J.E. Heartbreak 2 collaboration with Jermaine Dupri by Michael Cox. You know, it's the team, the what you call it, Avengers getting back, Justice League, hooked back up and did an amazing album. So congratulations to them. So R&B coming back.
R&B coming back because it's real R&B, you know. And when we say real R&B, we don't mean just because Jagged Edge has been around for a while. We mean the instrumentations, the way the tracks make you feel, the way the songs are written, speaking to women in different type of ways, like the old school artists used to speak to them. So it has all the elements of the real back in the day R&B. We're not shitting on nobody that's out there right now because we love that music too. But you can tell the difference. If you listen
Absolutely.
To the Isley Brothers and you listen to somebody today, you can tell the difference. You listen to R. Kelly, you listen to some folks today, you can tell the difference. Even though there's some artists out there that grab from R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
still know the difference when you hear Kells and a new artist. And when you listen to this Jagged Edge album, you're going to hear the difference.
Absolutely. And also, that's why it falls. So it's actually perfect that we would have tonight's guest from Jacksonville, R&B singer, on the line because he sings, obviously. And I'm looking forward to what he has to say about where his project is going and what he brings to the table, his contribution to R&B as well. And I've heard him and his music and got it. We had an opportunity to meet him at Revolt TV conference, music conference that took place in Miami, Florida. So
yes.
Shout out to him for touching down and grinding, y'all. That was crazy. And that was a real wonderful experience for any artists that were out there doing their thing. But, yeah, he's on tonight, and it's perfect timing. Can't wait to have him on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, R&B singer, actually, not even, you know, I know we got him on for the interview and everything, but we were actually building in the lobby, just kicking it with each other. So not only is he a dope artist, cool dude all around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he is.
The cameraman that I had with me, he had some special Nikes on. They call them the Marty McFlys. They're the Air Force One joints from Back to the Future. Big, they light up and all types of crazy shit. A lot of sneakerheads know what it is. So R&B singer was like, damn, he got on the, you know, the Back to the Future joints, you know, and everybody started kicking it from there. So I love
yeah.
that Revolt conference because it was just a dope atmosphere where everybody was mingling and then you found out what people did and it was like, oh, shit, and you connected. So shout out to Puff again for throwing that conference and happy birthday to old boy. Puff, yesterday he streamed his birthday party on Instagram.
Of
if
course.
You didn't get to see
yeah.
it, go to his Instagram. Watch French Montana give him a big Cadillac, Swiss Beats, give him a painting, Snoop Dogg, Jermaine Dupri, everybody in the building, and he shared that with us on Instagram. So shout out Diddy for that.
Straight up, and also again, this is because it's Jermaine Dupri's network, we do want to shine some more light on Dupri as well. He actually touched down to Disney World and was filming with, what's her name from the Girlfriend show? Look at me trying to announce news and not have all the facts.
The Black.
Yes, Blackish. Thank you.
He was filming on the Black-ish show with Anthony Anderson.
What's her name?
Tracy Ellis Ross.
Diana Ross' daughter. Thank you.
Tracy
okay.
Ellis Ross.
Because you know I know,
California.
But
Yeah. But it's not often that we say her name like that. You know,
right.
And I totally just, understand
I have all faith.
Where you're coming from. But yeah, it was actually out in L.A. Because that's the funny thing about Florida and L.A. You got Walt Disney World in Florida.
Okay, yes, that's
then
what
you
I
got
meant.
Disneyland.
Let me just
in L.A.
Can I do a disclaimer for myself right now? Like, I promise you, I'm going to have him right. He going to have a great time. We're going to have a great time. We're going to take calls. We're going to do all that with R&B singer. But I had to put the kids to bed. I just did a lot right before I got on the call. So you got to, you know, excuse me for the first few minutes. I had to get back in the vibe. And that's why we take these couple minutes just to introduce ourselves and to get right. So when we do bring the guest on, we A1 and we flawless with it. So my bad, you know. Thank you for getting me right with the news because I just didn't have it together, but I got it now.
It's all good, man. You already know we know how it is, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, shout out to that show. That's an excellent new black show on television. Black-ish is a show you should watch, you know what I mean? And for real, I'm glad that it's on. And it's a sitcom that we should support because it's not about the bullshit. It's funny. Everybody on there has jobs. You know what I'm saying? They got their kids. And it's a funny show. You know, we don't get like the Cosbys like we used to get. A lot of shows that we get, you know, it's not really holding it down in the sitcom realm. It's more reality shows.
Yeah, we get more reality
people
TV shows.
Fool
right.
And shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So support Black-ish because it's a great show and it's a sitcom and it's an all-black cast and they do a great job. It's funny and it's good. So shout out to JD for being on that show because it's one of my new favorite shows for real. I've seen every episode that's come on thus far.
Okay, I'm going to take time out and find some time and actually watch that because I have not even taken the time to do that yet. So I'm going to do that and make sure I do that. Also, there were two mixtapes that dropped. T-Pain dropped, or albums rather. I think T-Pain dropped a Greatest Hits or something like that. I think last night. And he dropped a Greatest Hits. And then also Turk dropped this week a mixtape as well on livemixtapes.com. So, and they have a big, huge, like some type of big celebrity birthday bash that's going down with, like, Tony Neal and Turk and Slim Thug and just a whole bunch of Southern dudes, and it's going to be real dope. That's taking place in Memphis, Tennessee, and at the end of November.
Memphis.
So, yeah, it's going to be nice.
I'm riding down Elvis Presley Boulevard. Rick Ross got, like, the Elvis Presley Boulevard joint with, like, all the Memphis, Tennessee niggas. You got 8-Ball, MJG, Yo Gotti, Project Pat, Juicy J. I thought that was dope because I love Memphis rappers. I love Tennessee rappers. So I thought it was dope that Ross put them all on the record together.
Absolutely. So what I wanted to do, actually, again, tonight's special guest, R&B singer, I wanted to play one of his records, but we're going to get we actually have a special record, and I love when we get two, so it's exciting. We're going to play two records from him tonight, but I want him to have the opportunity to introduce him. So we're going to get right into the interview. We're going to take a break, play a record, get right back into the interview, and then we'll play, have him introduce both of the records tonight so we can kind of know the meaning behind it and his goal as far as those records are concerned. So let's see here. Huh?
I like the way he writes R&B Sanger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. Yeah, so what we'll do, we'll play, how about we play this Grindr remix since we just mentioned Turk, and let's get a minute to get R&B Sanger on the line with us. He is actually on the line right now, live, so everybody that wants the opportunity to speak with him, we will take calls again, 760-913-4119. Coming back, Global 14 The Cut with R&B Sanger.
Grindin' y'all already know, nigga. I had to get on the G mix, the Y and T mix, thuggin' mix, nigga. Ever since I came home from the pen, been grinding on my own and shit. 8,760 hour YT putting on and shit. Real nigga, yeah, the street fucking with me. Fuck a bitch, nigga, got them real killers with me. Uptown nigga, let it bust till it's empty. Getting money is a muscle, I see it if you tip me. So nigga, don't tip me. hard, don't use your needle. Chop her with a drum, bullet confesses in a cheetah. Safer to the thug and not a cheetah. Get it from the mud, I'm a thug, post it up like a meter. Stay strapped with the heater. I fuck pussy, pussy nigga, I don't need you. I'm grinding, me and my people. Putting in work like a meager. Like Jeezy, I done seen it all. The fans action, nigga, I ain't seen nothing at all. Where I been, nigga, I'm solid. 10 times 100, nigga, 1,000. Grinding for all my shit. Trying to build a house with one brick. Wanna fuck you, your bitch, and your clique. But no nigga ain't gave me shit. Nigga, I'm grinding for all my shit.
Anonymous niggas, I done seen it all, my niggas. These hoes seeing all, my niggas. Cause what's the hottest shit on these corners? Now me and all my niggas grind for all this shit. I ain't never fall for that bitch. Cause picking up a feather from a lovebird is like a medicine ball to that bitch. Real Frank Gucci bag in this bitch, and you know it's stacked in that bitch. The niggas walking around with their chest out like Janet Jackson and shit. Sweating, grinding this bitch. I need a shrine in this bitch. Fuck 007, I work 24/7. Ain't got time to burn with no bitch. Heard Jay-Z got a new Coney yacht. Where to find that shit? The weed stick is grind that shit. Where I got it from, never mind that shit. Nigga, I'm grinding for all my shit. Grinding for all my shit. Grinding for all my shit. I put time into all this shit. I got a new vision for all my shit. I don't know what to call that shit. I know I'm selling all of my cars, I'm selling all of my watches, I'm selling diamonds and all of that shit. Realize I don't need that shit. I'm a different breed with this shit. I'm trying to turn M's to B's in this bitch. And I ain't never paid to be with no bitch. I want that Bridget Bordeaux hanging over my bed, 50 mil in one room. You could ask anyone out here who run in the game and they'll tell you the truth, man, they'll tell you. Oh, look, they fuck with me now. I think they hearing me now. Someone said, nigga, they taking you seriously now. I'm like, I think they just might be scared of me now. But it's all good, niggas wrong every day. Niggas wrong every day. Going to L.A. where I'm trying to get high and do a song every day. Safe. We ain't never had to play it safe. I would rather stack it up and put it in the safe. Then peek inside the safe and see I'm running out of space. Motherfucker, that's grind.
I'm grinding for all my shit.
Ready, Global 14 to cut back. And like as promised, I told you that we would go ahead and have a special guest on the line joining us, and we do. So our R&B singer is live on the line with us now. What's up, homie?
What up? Duval, Global 14, you know? You know, Duval County. You gotta say Duval. Yeah, that's a tradition. You gotta say it that way.
That's a tradition. You gotta say Duval. Like, I'll be singing No when I met him down at the conference. I'm from Orlando, so we know a lot of people from Jacksonville. They come to Orlando all the time. And if they in the club and they shout out Jacksonville, that's what you're going to hear.
That's what you're going to
hear. When you hear that, you know they're in the building.
You know the wretchedness is here. You know the wretchedness is here.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much. We're so excited to have you tonight on the line. And I can tell that your fans are as well and your supporters because they're joining us as well. The board is lit up, so that's a great thing, especially with you being a new artist. In our eyes, a new artist. So we want to get straight into the interview so your fans and supporters will have opportunity to call in and speak with you. And so let's go ahead and get into kind of the childhood and upbringing of R&B singer. Are you actually born and raised and from Jacksonville?
Well, I'm not born from Jacksonville, but that's the city I claim. Like, that's the city I learned all my talents from, you know what I mean? I wasn't an R&B singer until I moved to Jacksonville, but I'm originally from Miami. So, but Jacksonville is a city that I love the most.
Okay, that's dope. You're from Miami, so you're still from Florida, though. That's real dope.
Yeah, you see me, I'm dread. I'm team long hair. You know how we do, Florida boys. Awesome.
Okay, that's what's up. So let's talk about kind of like the household and your parents and all of that, kind of how you grew up. Did you grow up around music?
True story, my mom and dad, neither one of them sang. Neither one of them sing at all. Like, I don't understand.
Wow.
Sometimes I'm like, I ask them, am I really y'all kid? You know what I mean? Because I sang throughout my whole entire life. You know what I mean? Like, they're still together now, and I love to see my parents together because it's pretty awesome. You know what I mean? I can see love last that many years, you know? So, shout out to my parents, definitely.
Straight up, shout out to your parents. My parents just celebrated their anniversary, so I can respect that. That's what's up. So when did you first, you said you did become a singer to move to Jacksonville, so when did you actually first notice your talent or love for music, especially being that your parents don't even sing?
Oh, true. My first time ever like singing in front of people was I was like 6 years old. I was in this Baptist church in Palatka, Florida, and they had called. It was like, hey, do anybody want to sing? You know, my cousin just went up there and ripped it. The only song that they were singing in the church, in Baptist church, they don't sing but one song, but they sing for like 30 minutes. And they were singing Amen. So my cousin pushed me out in the aisle, so I walked down the aisle. I just let it go. And once I started singing then, you couldn't shut me up for the rest of my life. So now I've just been singing ever since I went to Baptist church, that Amen. And now I'm an R&B singer, so my mom was like, oh, Lord, you done went from the church to the radio. So it's been crazy lately, you know?
Absolutely.
But then I was in a group, then I came to Jacksonville. What really made me R&B singer is when I came to Jacksonville, I was in this group called Quiet Storm. It was like five of us, and it was crazy because they was like all musicians, and I'm like, I used to sing in the movie theater at like the AMCs, like before a show, I would sing the audience any song they wanted me to sing. So they found me there, so that was just then, it's been crazy.
I've heard of that. Why has I heard of Quiet Storm before? I remember that group. That's crazy. That's what's up. I didn't know that you were a part of that.
So what
was your reaction? What was the reaction of the audience? Like, because, people sing. A lot of people love to sing. But how did you know, look, I can sing. I can do this for real. Because you had to have gotten a reaction from people that was just like, okay, you need to do this. So what was that like for you?
Oh, man, I was going to get girls, you know? I mean, it was a theater tank full of girls. Like, I'm in high school, I got to win. Like, it was like, oh, pretty girls here? I got this, y'all. So I walk in them with an usher uniform on. I put my little broom, my little dustpan to the side, and it was going down.
Okay, that's what's up. When did you actually decide that you wanted to pursue music as a career?
When I started with a group, it was cool. Like, I was just doing them because I thought it was cool to do. But then when, we broke up and we lost our first deal, and then, I was at that point. I was just stagnant. I wasn't doing nothing in music. I was just working. I became a robot. So then one day, my homie Life invited me over to the studio, and I recorded this song called Vicky's. And when I did that, I had a whole entire new sound. Like, my sound wasn't... It wasn't Jacksonville-ish, it wasn't Florida sound. It was just, I didn't sound like nobody. So, and then they heard my song on the radio. They played my song on the radio like 2 weeks later. Shout out to Eazy-E too.
And the response was crazy, and I was like, I just never stopped. That's the first one I ever wrote to, so.
Wow, that was the first song you wrote?
Yeah, the first time I wrote hit radio in Jackson. It was crazy. Because, like, I shot a video for it. It was crazy.
That's a huge accomplishment. Congratulations to you. A lot of people, they have been writing since childhood and then don't get their record on the radio for a while. So that's really, really big. Congratulations on that.
Oh, man. Awesome. I'll never get that feeling sitting in the car, man. That was really weird. I was like, what, in the Vickies? Like, you know what I mean? It was a sexy song, so, you know, I tried to get Victoria's Secret on it, but I think it was too sexy. It was too sexy for me.
Okay. So how did you, so you landed the radio play and all of that. How did you hook up with a placement on Bigger Rankin's mixtape series?
Bigger's been, like, a huge supporter of mine. I met him through my homie Kingpin. And we used to always, before I ever sold a CD, like, Bigger than put me to work. Like, I was passing out Young Jeezy CDs, and I remember he had the Lose It All campaign. We was down in Miami, like, so they groomed me on how to do the grunt work before I even ever got to this point. So, like, I had to be on corners, hey, you want Young Jeezy CD? You want T.I. CD? You know what I mean? So, and I had to do the standard promotion, so. And he knew I was a hard worker. Like, in every conference he had, every time he went, I'm always going to sing. I'm always going to come in. I'm trying to steal the show. I'm trying to be Mr. Takeover. And so he was like, you know what? Then I made a song called Superbad. He called me. His daughter, his daughters were singing the song. So the song had hit radio. And his daughters were singing the song. He was like, you want to be the song Superbad? I'm going to rock with it. I'm going to be, and you know, he got his little Jamaican accent. And he ended up shooting a video for me for free, and like,
wow.
He's been like a huge supporter. Like, Bigger had got behind me ever since then. He just never stopped.
That's big. That's real big. That's what's up. That grind definitely pays off. So salute to you for that. So where do you Miami Mike from president of SOD Money Gang, and he's also an A&R for Young Money, Cash Money. How did you hook up with Miami Mike?
My neighbor. I gave my CD to my neighbor, and she was going to Tennessee. She was going to Mississippi, and her and Mike was friends. And she let Mike hear my song, Me and My Baby, and they was out in the country. They played this song like 13 times. Then, like, he fell in love with the song, she fell in love with the song, and it's like, and ever since then, he just been super cool with me. He was like, bro, I think your music is amazing. I feel like I can take you to the next level. Let's get it. And we've been vibing ever since.
That's what's up. That's big, because Mike is actually, Mike introduced me to you, and Mike doesn't do that a lot. I mean, he's a great guy and humble, but when he puts his, you know, when he's behind someone and really believes in them, then he really lets it be known. So that's a very good look and a big thing. So that's what's up. Where do you draw your inspiration from as it relates to songwriting, and what's the creative process like for you?
Oh, like, I mean, life itself. I mean, you know, because life throws so many curveballs at you, you know what I mean? Sometimes you can be on top, sometimes you're on the bottom, sometimes you're in love. You know what I mean? It really it's all come from life. Like, nothing. You shouldn't write that something that's unreal. Because you write something unreal, mm-hmm. People can't really feel you. You know what I mean? It's like making them a fairy tale. You know what I mean? But you say something that may hit home, it kind of, it's more of a personal connection with somebody. So
right.
that's
right.
What I like to write.
Okay. That's what's up. That's a very dope answer. It's always nice when we can get that true and authenticity from an artist and hear it come to life. What do you think sets you apart from other R&B artists, or what do you intend to do to ensure that you're set apart from the rest?
Well, R&B is so different now. Like, I don't, like, it's cool. It has a lot of witty words, and it's cool. It has a lot of, like, nice cadences. But, like, the feeling of R&B was lost a long time ago. I remember, like, I'm a big Jagged Edge fan. I'm a big Drew Hill, like. And mm-hmm. You know, like R. Kelly fan, like those dudes sing, they don't have to say much, but you knew that when they were singing, whatever they was going through, it was real. Like, it was real. Like, you felt the the pain in their voice. You felt when it was trying to sing something uplifting. You caught that vibe. Like, it wasn't just about the beat. Today's R&B is really it's about a beat. It's about swagging on the beat. It ain't really about how you sing on the beat anymore. You know what I mean? So it's kind of, it's almost like R&B dudes are rappers now. So
you're absolutely right. Do you feel as though that you have to fit that mold, or what do you intend to do to set yourself apart from this trend and bring back and help contribute to the real R&B sound?
You know, my music is very bipolar. Like, I'm a Gemini, so, you know, I can't help it. Like,
I am too, but I'm not bipolar. I get you. I feel you.
I mean, on my club phone, you know what I mean? I add that twist with it, but, like, you know, but my core music, my core who I am is you'll hear it, like, and that's all me and my baby, like, you hear the core of me. Like, you hear what our R&B singer comes at. And my champagne song, you hear, like, the more the fun part, the party dude, and you know what I mean? Like, it has that West Coast flavor mixed with a little Florida, and, you know, so that's why some music about Florida. And you mean one day I can do a love song and the same day I can do a hate song at the same in the same hour. So, I mean, it just depends on what mood I'm in. And with me, man, you're going to get all directions of life, feelings. You're going to understand my life, period. I mean, so if you ever felt like me or was going through some things, I'm definitely going to escort that in my music, and so you can feel where I'm coming from. If you feel that, you'll love my music.
That's right. That's what's up. Real can definitely recognize real. And also, who are some of the singers out? Well, you just mentioned kind of Drew Hill. Those were your influences. Would you say writing as well? Those are some of the people that you looked up to when it comes to writing.
Yeah, Donald Jones is my favorite of all times. He's always told a story in his lyrics. Like, it's always been about a story. It's like you can follow along. Like, it's like reading a book, but just the audio mm-hmm. version of it. And I'm a big fan of that, because when you paint that picture, you really need to be, like, detailed when you paint that picture. Like, and he was very detailed when he talked about what he was going through with his old lady, how he loved her, how he cheated on her, you know what I mean? And every guy has went through that. Like, if you haven't went through that, I mean, I don't know, you maybe are just a great guy. I need to meet you and take some lessons out your book.
That's what's up. Yeah, I like Donnell Jones too. Golden, we still have the other host, Golden, on the line, and he's live as well, and he has some questions that he wanted to ask you too, and then we'll bring on your callers. So I'm going to pass the mic to you, homie.
Oh, most definitely, man. I was just enjoying, you know, you always like to know somebody's background, you know, where they're from and what made them want to do this. This is a very hard industry, so, you know, the people that are in it has to be passionate about what they do. I'm a little bit closer to the Florida situation, and I know how passionate people from Jacksonville are about their music, are about their city. What do you want the people to know about Duval County in Jacksonville? Will you be one of those artists that likes to share where you came from in that city and why it made you the musician that you are today?
Well, Duval County, true story, is the hardest city to make it music. But it'll be the greatest city to make it out of music, because it's a melting pot. Like, it's
right.
So much good music here. Like, we just don't have a blueprint. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like we don't. Nobody don't know how to become to the next level. So, like, and I'm thankful for sure, like, for you guys. I mean, for Global 14, because you guys took the time out to even put me on another platform. And these are platforms
right.
that we don't have access to. So, I mean, regardless how the good the music is, it's falling on dead ears. You know, so it's like we just kind of stuck in this pot. And when you kind of stuck in a pot, people turn into crabs. So.
Mm.
Nobody knows how to make it out. So, but now, my goal is, since I'm a singer, I can do hooks with rappers. I can do songs with other singers. So, like, I don't have no problem with, let's get it on, because let's make it popping. Like, Florida used to be the everything in music, from Miami to Orlando, and Jacksonville was always the city that was missed. So, like, it's now, we get the top of the state, we can make the whole state pop again. It's not about just Jacksonville, it's just about getting Florida music back out because there's so many good artists in Jacksonville, Orlando, Tallahassee, Miami. So, and it just we haven't came together like as a collective unit. But Jacksonville, man, if you ever get a chance, just come down here and just go to the club. You'll hear nothing but Duval music, like from Young Trapp, Young Cash, T. Rome, to my music. You know what I mean? You just hear it, like J Dash, like you'll hear all our music, and it's crazy how the club goes stupid.
Yeah, nah, it's a great lookout in Jacksonville. I used to actually know an R&B group from Jacksonville named Duval. I'm still friends with some of those guys, you know, to this day. And like I said, that's how I know how passionate people are from there about their music, and there's so many talented artists. But I also wanted to get to the bigger ranking situation because you made bigger rankings, mixtape, and I just wanted you to talk about bigger ranking and DJ Demp and those guys and all they try to do for artists out of Florida, whether you're R&B or hip-hop. They play a major part, and somebody like yourself, like you said, he's been supporting you for a long time. For the audience and the people that don't know, you could tell them a little bit about how they support artists and try to do the best they can for anybody that's trying to make it that's talented and serious out of Florida.
Well, what I like about those two guys is because they're accessible. Like, you can go to Tallahassee and talk to them. You can tell them, you can actually sit down and talk with them and say, Demp, this is what I want to do. And Demp is a very honest dude. He's going to tell you yes or no. If he can help you, he's going to go all in on you. You know, so but you have to put this much work in as he's going to put in. He got to know that you're going to work hard. Like, your grind got to be 24/7. So,
right.
And those guys always went, like, Demp has always went very, very hard for independent. And, like, when him and Bigger teamed up, it was like, oh Lord, this is gonna be crazy because Demp got Tallahassee, Bigger got Jacksonville, and many more cities. Like, Bigger is huge. I don't think people know how huge Bigger really is. Like, I've been in cities and Bigger has co-signed for me just to get me in, and he wasn't even there.
Yeah.
Bigger is a great outlet. Like, from his R&R mixtape, from his tours he do, like his independent tours, like he's really down for the independent. And every time I go talk to him, you always hear like the conviction in his voice when he talk about the independent. Like he really want to see the underdog make it. He really want to see, like, when before Plies got famous and before T.I. was who they were, they was coming to Bigger. You know what I mean? Like, I remember Jeezy was even hot in here. I remember 2 Chainz came to the club. It was only 12 people here. Then Bigger brought them back, and it was 7,000 people in the club.
Yep.
So, like, when you got somebody who can do that and change your whole opinion about music, that's a powerful person. And those two people, that they control their markets and they know how to run their markets. So, if you're an artist, you gotta know how to engage with those two dudes. You gotta know, hey man, how to make it work for you. And if you do that, you definitely those two dudes that can make it happen for you.
That's dope, man. I wanted you because I know you would know firsthand, and I wanted the audience to know because they may be from Florida trying to get their shit on. Those two guys are definitely everywhere and trying to assist as much as possible. So shout out to Bigger Rankin and DJ Demp. R&B singer couldn't have said it any better. They definitely control their markets. And they're out to help people that are serious about their craft. You can't come to them with no bullshit, but if you come to them real, you come to them genuine, and you got something, you got two guys that you can talk to that'll try to help you out as much as possible. Now, I want to get back to your music, man, because R&B singing is a different situation when it comes to music. I had somebody tell me one time, and I want to know if it's true to you, that if you're an emotional person and you're a romantic person, they say that R&B can flow out of you like you're going to reach them women like there's no tomorrow. But then they say that some guys, they really aren't like that. They're not built like that. But they still sing, and their music can't come across like a guy that really feels for a woman romantically and emotionally. What do you think about that statement? And who are you? Are you the guy that really feels for a woman romantically, emotionally? Are you a guy that I could put a great song together and make you feel it?
No, I really feel for a woman, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm hopeless romantic, you know, so I believe in love. So when I meet a young lady and I feel like I can take it to the next level, but like I want to be all in with her, I want to be free with her. So like when I'm free and when I get to that point, you know what I mean? Music is easy to come out because those feelings are real. Like I don't write down music, so when I go to record, it's all feeling. Mm. It's the moment I'm in. Like if she's there with me and she's laying in my bed, you know what I mean, and I'm looking at her, it's going down on wax. it's just going down. Like you know what I mean? If she makes me feel love, you know what I mean? Like, so I believe in love. Like, I want to bring love back right now. There's too many thoughts out there right now. Like, thoughts are taking over the world, you know? So, like, my goal definitely is to bring that love back, you know what I mean, and instill some genuineness in relationships. Like, I want Cosby love. Like, I want to be cute, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, groupies, you know, I shout out to the groupies. I love y'all, but, you know, I want to come home to something.
No doubt. You got to have a balance. You got to have a balance. And that's why I asked you that question, because it gives the audience a view into who you are. You know, somebody once told me that what's wrong with today's R&B is they sing at a woman instead of to a woman.
Right.
Do you think that's true?
That's very true. Because they don't, I mean, you got to realize a lot of R&B dudes don't, they never even really been in love. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of them are, they have writers for them. And they have somebody coach them how to sing it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
when you write your own music, you have to be in tune with it. It's a difference. You know what I mean? When somebody writes songs for you, you just kind of, you just, okay, sing it this way. Okay, I can do that. You know what I mean? So it's, you become a puppet. But if you've been writing your own music, and you see how you feel about that woman, that's incredible.
Yeah. And that's what them songs come out. That the women feel, instead of, you know, talking at them, you know, drop that ass low, bring it up, pour this drink down your mouth, you know what I'm saying? I always tell people that, don't get me wrong, because I like both, but there's always going to have to be the balance. And I think real R&B was when they talk to a woman instead of at a woman. So we definitely wanted to get your perspective on that. Now, also, We know that you got a great voice. I heard some of your stuff. You played it right there over the phone for me when we was in the Fountain Blue a few weeks prior. And we're going to play your stuff on here tonight. Were you always a great singer? Did you take vocal lessons? Did you have to learn how to get your range? Where you're at now, how did you get to that point? Vocally,
you know, that took time. It took me really taking R&B serious. You know what I mean? Like, it took me like sitting down and making sure all my runs was perfect, making sure that I hear myself before I go off to the wrong key. You know what I mean? And that's something you really can't teach. That's something you got to actually learn by ear. Like, you got to know. That's me for me playing the guitar or playing the piano or, you know what I mean, or playing my saxophone. Like, you have to learn notes and melodies, you know. So where I'm at now vocally, I wasn't there. I was definitely there when I was a teenager. So I never took vocal lessons, though. So it's been all through instruments and watching and singing in the choir. That's what I would tell you on that.
Alrighty. So, look, we actually R&B singer, we actually have quite a few callers and listeners that are on the line waiting to speak with you, we're going to bring them on in just a second, but Golden, I don't know if you just got cut out real quick.
No, that was,
I do.
It cut out real quick, but you know, it's all good. I did hear his answer. It cut out real quick. I just definitely wanted to ask him that because I wanted all the audience to hear, you know what I'm saying, that sometimes it takes that work, you know what I'm saying? It's like people don't wake up sometimes and just have a super vocal. So when you hear R&B singer, know that he put in the work, he put in the time, what type of person he is singing these songs, that way you'll be able to relate to him better. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people just like, yeah, you know, I came up and, you know, I was just nice with the vocals. It's not that easy. You know what I'm saying? You got to put the work in. You got to work with vocal coaches, things of that nature. So, you know, I know this brother took his time to get where he is, and it's going to be even more work to get where he wants to be. So shout out for him for bringing all the genuine answers that he brought tonight. But we definitely don't want to keep his fans on hold for too much longer. They want to get at you, brother. So we got to bring them
That's
on the
right.
line and see what they got to say.
That's right. And I do want to let you know that when I say you got a lot of supporters out here and a lot of fans, I saw it just with the internet presence alone. But you got a lot of supporters on the line with you. So shout out to all of them, because they, you know, they call and they call and it's quite a few people. And I was just this whole time I'm going through and a lot of them are just listening, but we do have a few that actually do want to say a little something on the line with you tonight. So I'm going to bring Vanessa live with Global 14 The Cut, an R&B singer.
Hi, R&B. This is me. How you doing?
How you doing?
Good, good. You know, meeting you the first time, it was unfortunate that I didn't get to, you know much about you. But now that I get to listen to everything, it's crazy how, you know, in tune you and I are as far as growing up through church and having time to sing in the choir and actually spiritually getting in tune with music, you know. And, you know, too, being bipolar is crazy because, yes, I agree with you. Sometimes you can sing a love and a hate song all in 20 minutes, you know.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I'm with you on that. And yes, I have been tied up on time with getting with you, and I hate that so much. But I think, you know, you and I have a real good understanding. Yes, you reach out. I've listened to quite a few of your songs already, and your music flipped way back into the '90s and the late '80s. You know, real R&B. It's soulful. It's meaningful. It's inspirational. You know, I have a question. You know, how was it that you were actually able just to step out of the fear of not becoming that shower singer that I'm going to hit the stage? You know, I've never been one to be shy, but I've never been aggressive. How did you get there?
Oh, man. For the first 50 shows, I always just used to look at the exit. I would never look at the crowd. Like, that was my first time because I was always scared, like, you know, you can do a dance routine on stage, you're like, man, I hope I don't get off the step. Man, I just messed up. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? And that back of your mind, you're always thinking about that. You're like, man, you always want to do the best job you possibly can. But then, I closed my eyes one day. Like, I'm in the middle of a performance. I stopped. I told the band to stop. Everybody stop. And I just went to sing a cappella, and I closed my eyes. And at that moment, My confidence for who I am came into place. And once my confidence set in, there was nothing you could tell me. That means the girl who was front row, I looked her dead in the eyes and jumped off stage and started singing to her because that's what I do. I'm an R&B singer, my confidence. I'm like, just off stage.
But
man,
my question is, what made you go from even just that small stage to I'm going to go worldwide, I'm going to let the whole world, that fear, the whole world just staring at you. How did you get past that?
Oh, that's no fear, man. I mean, because it's been a dream. And that's my dream.
Amen.
And I can't live it. I can't be scared of my own dream. Like, the moment I'm scared of my own dream to even achieve what I'm trying to go at, I've already failed. So, and I've dreamed myself on stage, and I pitched myself on stage, so now let's make it happen. I mean, there's going to be some times that you've messed up. I mean, the first time I got booed off stage when I was in a group choir song. We got booed off stage. You know what I mean? So, and I was happy we got booed, because the first time, it was like, oh, that's what that feels like? Okay. I know. I went back.
Okay.
I mean, we went and reevaluated what we did wrong. We messed up, and we know how we messed up. And that ain't gonna happen again. So sometimes I'm talking about failing is the best. It's the best plan. Because if you never try, you won't even know.
Okay. So now I have a few things I want to comment on. Also, like when you first started out in church, were you in like a small group or huge group? Were you like a soloist? Did you always have a spotlight on you growing up?
Well, my cousin was a spotlight singer. I was only like 4'2", So, like, most people can't even see me, and I was in the choir.
It's so short.
So, yeah, you know, so, like, most people couldn't see me, so I used to be able to get away, I used to just be singing and singing and singing. And then one day, my cousin told me to grab the mic, and it's been good.
It's so good. It's so right.
You know how it is, man. You know, teenage love, you know, I was singing to a girl on the phone, you know what I mean? You know? That was practice.
Okay. Well, I don't want to hold the rest of your callers up. I'll get to see you again around town soon. So good luck, man. I'm proud of you, and keep it up.
Thank you so much, Vanessa.
No problem.
Thank you, Vanessa, for your call. That was some great questions. And, you know, seems like that she's in the same field. And, you know, you gave us some good advice about how to come, you know, get over that shyness, man. I know that's a big part of any entertainer's life, man. Everybody didn't just hop on the stage and that was what they wanted to do. They, you know, even Snoop Dogg said, if you notice in the G-Thing video, he wouldn't even look at the camera in that video. He was constantly looking to the side, and they had to tell him, like, start connecting with your audience. These next videos, we want you looking in the camera.
Right. Because it's crazy, man. It's like people looking at you, like you got the whole world looking at you all at once, and it's crazy.
This was great advice, definitely. And shout out again, like you said, to Vanessa Coleman. And the next caller that wanted to speak with you on the line live tonight is Melissa. So, Melissa, you're live with R&B Singer.
Hey, how is everyone doing? I just want to say I love the song Champagne. It's always in the club here in Jacksonville. It's real hot, and I love the work that you're doing. So shout out to you. But I wanted to know, when are you dropping an EP or a mixtape anytime soon? Because I'm so excited to hear more music from you.
I'm actually dropping an album called From Caves to Mansions. It's going to talk about how I went from being home to being on center stage. So like it's going to show my whole progress. It's going to show the part I fell in love, the part I had to break up. You know what I mean? It's going to give you every aspect of me.
Okay.
So I'm looking about February it should be done. Like I'm like 8 songs in right now.
Okay, are you going to put it on iTunes or SoundCloud or?
Yeah, it's going to be on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. And we got a couple of videos. Like, we're going to shoot a video for Champagne. Shout out to GMG. We definitely going to do that. We're going to also reshoot a video for Me and My Baby. So we're going to actually take everything, like, worldwide.
Okay, sounds good. I can't wait to hear it.
Oh, definitely. Let me know where you're at so I make sure I give you a copy and with us. I signed it. Let me give a special shout out to you for even calling in. I really appreciate that.
Okay, cool. No problem. Y'all, you want me to give it to you now?
Oh, you know, if you're on my Instagram, tag me in the post, and I know who you are.
Okay, no problem. I'll do that.
Thank you, Melissa, for calling in. That was real dope.
That's the stuff.
Now you gotta make sure you keep that promise, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I will, man. You know.
You tag me in that post, and maybe you know she could come out and check the video. Are you filming a video in Jacksonville?
Yeah, we're going to film a couple of scenes in Jacksonville and a couple of scenes in Miami.
Okay, cool. So maybe she could come out and check the video out. We
definitely
got any more callers on the line, oh?
Yeah, we do. Tia is actually going to join us live now to speak with R&B singer. Tia, you're live on the cut.
Hi. Hi, I just have two questions. I'm going to try to keep it brief, but I did hear you comment on something as far as when it comes to R&B and how it is now, everybody kind of is like shifting toward pop or rap, and I'm wondering, do you have anyone in particular you may want to work with? Because honestly, when it comes to the R&B, you rarely have two R&B artists that have a song together, because I guess it may throw people off, but honestly, I like hearing that type of stuff, so I'm wondering, do you have anyone you have in mind that you want to work with?
Well, I met Neo, and I really like his vibe, so I just want to do a record with Neo. I got to do one with Kelly just because he's a legend, and I do want August and Trey. Anybody in R&B, I probably do a record with. I mean, remember Puffy did that record with all the R&B dudes with G-Wine, I forgot who else.
Right, and I love that. That's kind of what I was getting at, so I was just wondering, because the idea of it all is, like, now it is kind of where it's like, the R&B, to me, you're going to start dating the albums back. When you think about an R&B album that came out recently, you're definitely going to have at least half of the album with some rap artist, and that's fine. You know, I don't have anything against it. I like it and all. But, like, you know, like you were saying, if you're going to be R&B and you're going to connect, like, let that be R&B. And I did also hear you say Jagged Edge. So I was like, yeah, I love Jagged Edge. Like, they keep it the same. And as much as people probably think that they probably will start going, because they just had an album that come out, but they kept it the same. And I think how you do your music, like, I'm not sure what you're going to do. And don't think that I'm telling you what to do. But, like, if you're keeping it R&B, I think that'll be something that people can relate to directly, instead of it going from pop to rap, then back to R&B. But, again, you do have to reach out to everyone and make sure you're touching all of your fans and everything. So I was just wondering if you had anyone in particular specifically that you may have wanted to work with.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, definitely, I mean, anybody that's willing to bring feeling back to the record, I mean, bring R&B back and want to be that forefront of that frontier, I would definitely want to stand tall with them and shoot a crazy video, and we even can do a LSG-type version album. It don't matter. No, as long as you bring R&B back and people singing again, man, and people, you know what I mean? I want the type of music I want people to listen to, I want you to just put the music, the CD in the cassette and just play it, the radio and just play it, and not have to worry about skipping this song because it got too many rappers on it. You know what I mean? Like, every song I want to be able to tell something different. And however that make that happen, I'm going to make that happen.
Right, okay. So, and then I did have another question. Are you going to be making a video for the Champagne song you have?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm making a song. Okay. I'm making a video for Champagne.
Is it going to be like in Florida, or do you know?
Yeah, we're going to do a couple of scenes in Jacksonville, a couple of scenes in Miami. We're probably going to show, like, the whole state of Florida. It'll be a toast to that party. It's going to be, like, for your birthday, Thanksgiving, New Year's is coming up. So everybody going to be having their champagne and their bottles. So it's the perfect song for the holidays right now. So I'm really happy about it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for taking time to speak with me.
Well, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. We want to thank Tia for taking time out to call in, Global 14 to Cut.
Yeah.
We appreciate you listening and holding on. We appreciate all the people that are calling in, your patience. Thank you very much. I know you want to talk to them. We want to keep getting them in to make sure, you know what I mean, that they keep speaking to them. But as you can see, brother, they want to know when the next video is. You know, they supporting. And shout out to her for mentioning Jagged Edge. Jagged Edge was actually on our show. Was it last week
about
or
2 weeks
the
ago.
Week before that?
Nah,
2 weeks ago.
It was about two,
yeah.
3 weeks ago. We did the Revo TV 2 weeks ago. It was about 3 weeks
right,
ago. They
right,
went
online.
That's
right.
But,
that's right. So they was on like 3 weeks ago, and they just dropped their album. So make sure the 27th they drop. If you don't got it, go pick it up. It's actually the number one R&B album in the country right now. So shout out Jagged Edge and JD and Brian Cox. And all them boys put together a real nice album, so check it out when you get the chance.
That's right, and we are, just so you guys know, we still are going to play the two records by R&B singer as well. We're going to play the record Champagne Toast, and then we're also going to play Me and My Baby, so we are going to play those records, but we do have another caller on the line that wants to show his support and speak with you. So I'm going to bring Bernard by right now, and you're live on the Cut.
Hey, what's up, R&B? You already know
what's up, brother? What up?
All right, man. I just wanted to support you, man. Every time I put your music on, I don't let anybody know who you are. I just put the music on, and everybody started bobbing. It was like, who is this dude making this song called Champagne? And when I say, man, that is a hit, bro. You have changed. I call you the R&B era because you're changing the history of R&B just like R. Kelly did when he came into the industry.
Wow.
And the people in Orlando, you know right now, I go to UCF and they love me out here.
Oh, man, definitely shout out to Orlando, man. Definitely shout out to the Old Town, man. I really appreciate that support. That's huge, man. That means a lot to me right there. Just to even put me in the word era, you know, in R&B. So that's definitely what I'm aiming for.
So that's why I called in. I want to let everybody know, man. Check him out and ask yourself, is this R&B that I grew up in? Because I know in the 90s, in 2000, you had like R. Kelly, you had the Vine, you had the Jagged Edge, and New Edition, all these people that came in, they music actually means something. So and right now we're in 2014, and when you hear something that actually means something to you, you have to grab hold to it because it's going to take over. And I'm just glad I'm a part of that movement, and I'm glad that you actually put music out there, because me, I'm a true R&B person. So I tend to listen to like the 90s and the 2000 artists, the early 2000s, and I kind of keep it there. Every now and then I dabble into the new stuff, but it's some of the same stuff, and I'm glad that you don't personally do what the masses does. So I just want to congratulate you on that, man.
That's a major salute to you.
All right.
That's what's up. Shout out to Bernard for calling in and saying that is huge.
I just
want to say this is amazing, and to have all your fans and supporters calling in, it's very rare when you have a new emerging artist to have just some really, they really want to know when it's coming out. They're really anticipating, and that's what's up. You're doing everything right. It sounds like you got a great fan base, and that's just incredible to have. Your fans are always going to be with you, and I love what the other fans said. I love what they all said, but one of them in particular about not changing up, and she's not trying to tell you what to do, but don't change up. And it's sad that fans have to plead and beg their artists to not change, because we miss them, you know, and we really want to be into you as an artist. And so it's when you find one that you really, really like, you do have to grab hold and hold on tight and, you know, just really support them. So that's what's up.
You know what's really amazing about people saying stuff like that is that, you know, and I'm glad she said she wasn't trying to tell them what to do, but you get
right.
to get an insight of what fans are really thinking when it comes
right.
to music right now. A lot of times music just comes out so fast, and it's 24-hour cycle where you just hear, but you don't get the time to really realize and hear what people really want to hear, what they may be looking for. And thank you to all the callers again for calling in and sharing, like, hey, this is what we love. You know what I'm saying? So that gives an insight to the artist on, man, you know, I didn't know that people felt that strongly about that. So shout out to them for calling in and speaking from the heart on what they like to hear. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up. R&B singer, how does that make you feel to hear this coming
man.
From your friends from day one?
Oh, man, I'm showing off 32 teeth right now. I mean, you know, I'm happy to know that I have support like that, and it's crazy because I mean, it makes it all worth it. I mean, every time that you know people is actually listening to you and they're tuning in and they understand where you're coming from. Because a lot of times you can put a record out there and not even know people even feeling you, and to know that it's really reaching people is incredible.
Yeah.
That's what's up. And you do again. You have a lot more callers on the line. They're just literally electing to listen. Sometimes we check in and they're kind of shy, but they're listening and they're enjoying your interview, and that's what's up. No, that's what's up. Salute. And then also you mentioned about you're doing the video shoots and everyone's inquiring on those. Are you going to be doing any type of auditioning? Do you need anything? What's going on your team right now? What do you need? How can they contribute? Or do we just need them to support when you drop the records?
Man, I need your support. I need you to tell a friend, tell your grandmama, tell your auntie, tell the kids at school that new type of R&B is about to touch the airwaves, and that I'm going to bring back the 90s, that 2000 feel, and I'm going to bring that feeling that you need, and I'm going to bring love back. Dope. I mean,
right,
so that's real. That's my goal.
That's real, real. All
right.
You're doing any casting calls? you doing any casting calls in the Miami area or the Duval area?
Yeah, we're doing casting calls for the Champaign Vito in Duval and Miami right now. So I'm looking for the best of best, you know what I mean? You can dance, look good, you got all your teeth. Somebody else, you got your weed, ready. No lace front.
Or your real hair.
Or your real hair. You know, team all natural. You know, definitely team all natural. You know what I mean? Fake booties, real booties. You know, all that works. I like
that's
it.
Got a place where they can hit you up about that? You got an email or any place where they can
yes.
maybe submit some pictures or hit you up about those casting calls?
Yeah, hit me. If you want to be part of my video, email me at rnbsenga.pr@gmail.com. That's RNB.
Okay, and make sure you spell it for him, RNB, because I know you spell Sanga S-A-N-G, right?
Yeah, S-A-N-G-A. Sanga.
Sanga.
You know, Sanga. You know, yeah, you know, they're like, Sanga, you know, you got to say the Sanga.
Yeah.
Can we get you to introduce this record that is playing right now and let everybody know where they can get it as well?
All right. Right now, man, I love to bring this worldwide to Global 14, not just Duval County, not just the state of Florida, but into the whole entire nation. This is Champaign, R&B singer produced by Mac Trax. It's a Duval County thing, man. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Charlie, what's up? Let's turn it to club. You see that I want a girl, gon' back it up. Ain't that a night my crib lays up? Let's toast to that. Baby, it's on. We doing it all night long. No. Let's toast to that. Baby, it's on. We doing it all night long. Back it up, yeah. Just light it. I know you love it with my hands on your booty, girl. I know you like it. It's like you came in just for me. By the end of the night, you're being dressed for me. No more liquor in my cup, got my six cranked up. I'm feeling myself. Let's try it. Let's turn it to a club. You seem that I want a girl, go back it up. Ain't that a night, my crib lays up. Let's toast to that. Baby, it's on. We doing it all night long. No. Let's toast to that. Baby, it's on. We doing it all night long. No. Let's toast to that. I'm ranked up, girl. Bet you didn't know that. Put your hands right there, girl. I know you feel that. I keep that thing in the air like it's supposed to. I ain't tricking, but I want you. Let me see what you do with it. Go at it full with it. On, she hopped on. Baby, is it gone? She gone. No more looking, I cut. We both got we feeling ourselves. Let's try. Let's turn it to a club. You see that I want a girl, go back it up. Ain't that a night, my crib lays up. Let's toast to that. Baby, it's on. We doing it all night long. No. Let's toast to that. Baby, it's on. We doing it all night long. No. Let's toast to that.
Baby, yeah.
hold up. Got that little Texas chopped and screwed. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what I had to set up my homeboy.
I get excited.
For my Texas homies, like, I got some homies from Texas, and I know they love chewed, like, screwed and chopped. So, like,
we go crazy over some chopped and screwed.
Somebody from Texas will kill you for a screwed and chopped taste, man. They don't just love it. They will murder you for a screwed and chopped taste.
Look, and it's the essence to that, too. So when you hit it just right, we right. You know what I'm saying? And you did that just right. You did the engineer or whoever was on that dream, so salute and much respect. Look, we wish we could hold you all night, but we know that we can't, and we want to definitely say again, thank you so much for calling in and joining us. We're so happy to be a part of your journey from the very beginning, and look forward to having you back on at a later date. So thank you.
A pleasure.
Definitely. I hope you guys get a chance to let me and my baby, and if anything, man, I would love to come back. Give me a call. I'm always going to tune in to you guys, man. I really rock with y'all, man. Y'all are super cool. And I'm happy that everybody from Duval tuned in, man. And fans from wherever you are, definitely reach out to me. I want to tell you thank you personally. Shout out to GMG. Shout out to Miami Mike. I mean, shout out Global 14. And definitely got to put God, keep God first, you know.
Let's go ahead and shout the networks.
Put your networks out there for them. Oh, definitely, man. You can find me easily. It's RNB Sanga. That's SANGA. Yeah, I'm country. I know it. I name myself that. So definitely Google me, Instagram me. If you're on Instagram, just add a 904 because I'm from Duval County. And my Twitter is Duval, you already know, and Twitter, Facebook. So I'm happy that, man, I'm here today. I'm glad to talk to y'all. Thank y'all so much. Love y'all. Thank you for your support.
Thank you so much.
Been a pleasure,
thank you.
Man.
Love
been
you
a
too.
Pleasure. Much success, yes. Much love to you. Right back at you, my brother. And definitely, we're going to look out for you, support you as much as we can. You know, let us know what you're doing so we can let the people know. And keep going, man. You're going to be there. And when you be there, we're going to be happy to support it, man. We're going to be happy to support it.
Oh, we're
going to
do a big high five,
man.
We're going to have a great high five, like a high five moment. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, just run on stage with me. We're going to high five each other. Like, I told you.
That's right. Alrighty, we appreciate you so much. Thank you again. And thank you to all of your listeners and supporters and fans.
All right. Thank you.
That's what's up, and everybody that's listening, we are also going to play his record, Me and My Baby. So for all of you newfound fans that just joined us and became a fan, we're going to play his other record as well as we ride out tonight. And also, don't forget, this is the station via Jermaine Dupri's global4t.com. We take pride in bringing you these new artists, and so you can be a part of it with us fresh from the day one, like the day ones, you know what I'm saying? So we take pride in doing that and also bringing you exclusive interviews. We try to ask things that most interviews don't cover. We like to really get into everything that they're going to be about. And this, the listeners and fans had great questions. I was like, that's what's up.
I meant to ask that.
Like,
I love that. I really enjoyed it. Gives an insight to what, you know, they're looking for in artists. And like I said before, we don't even get that type of time from them because they're always getting saturated with music. Like, here's this, take that, take that, take that.
Exactly.
And, you know, people don't get a chance to hear, hey, what do you really want to hear? What do you really like? And, you know, I can't judge the ages from the people that called in. But one thing I can say, they sounded like they were young, in the younger age bracket, you know, not over 40 or 50 or something like that. So when you have younger people saying that they still want that old R&B, you know what I'm saying? You kind of understand, like, listen, they love what's out there right now, but they also want that balance. They want that real R&B.
Yeah,
so
they need it.
They need it, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to them for calling in and expressing that. I thought they all asked great questions.
Yeah, they was on point tonight. But you know what else? And speaking of R&B, I do want to mention this, yo. So in the news, of course, I hate the gossip stuff. I'm so glad we don't have to do gossip columns and be caring about people's business. But I can't help to mention, I ran across the Instagram post that Breezy put up, Chris Brown, about what was said about him with Adrian Bylon and the other, and Tamar Braxton said about him. And he went in on that post. And
he
so I saw, of course,
in.
Yeah, and shout out to social media, but really not shout out for everybody having a voice and an opinion. But I read a lot of the comments, and they were like, he didn't have to do it like that. Yes, he did. I'm proud of Chris for saying what he wanted to say. Yeah,
job,
I'm tired of them bashing him. Yeah, get over it. And one girl mentioned in particular, and I don't have anything against Rihanna, but she mentioned that Rihanna gets, you know, praised for being the bad girl and, you know, middle fingers up and smoking and all of that, but when Chris Brown, you know, does something, it's just, you know, they all attack him and everything. And I was like, she's making a good point. So I'm glad that Chris Brown said what he said. And he went in, though. He said some exclusive, some detrimental things for her career. But,
good.
Hey, it is what it is.
Glad.
You feel me? Yeah.
You know what? And I don't have an, you know,
what
of course, on
say.
Global 14 is cut. We don't have anything against any of those people. We don't even know.
No.
But one thing
nope.
I do know, which is principle and fact, that if you can dish it, you should be able to take it. And
that's
for one, I know Tamar Braxton always dishing it. You know what I'm saying? She got an opinion on a bunch of stuff. So for her to act like Chris Brown can't come back when you mention his name on your show or basically respond to what you're saying, that's crazy. Because if anybody got an opinion, and if anybody wants you to know how loud and ratchet they could be about their opinion, it is Tamar Braxton. You know what I'm saying? Like, that lady does not hold any punches.
Is that where everybody, because I kept seeing, like, slang that I didn't like the yas and all this exaggerated, just crazy. And I was
right.
Like, where's
well,
that
big from?
And they were like, oh,
her.
That's Tamar. Okay,
because
I didn't know. I was like, where is this coming
Tamar
from?
Tamar Braxton. And which is a very, very talented young woman from a very talented Braxton family. But if you know anything about the Braxton family, you know that she's the turn-up one. She's the one that is going to tell you like it is. She's going to talk to us at this wedding. She got all the different slangs, the yes and the whatever, all the stuff she does. So Chris Brown responding to her, Chris, good. I was happy
I'm tired of... Yeah, I don't like when they try to, no, he can't speak. No, he can speak and say something, then they be like, oh, well, he's young and he can't. No, it's not about that. If you come at me, I'm finna say what's up, and then we go, that's it. You know, I can speak on this. Don't
girl.
Try to blame it on drugs and everything else. Right.
He was defending his girl because, you know, she's very soft-spoken.
Right.
She hardly says anything. So if y'all going to talk about her on the show, and she's not that type to respond, well, you might get a response from Chris, even though Carucci did end up saying something about it, which was great. I think, like I said, if they're going to put it out there, just don't be mad
don't
when
be
somebody
mad.
Gives it back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad that you put it out there. Y'all got a talk show. Of course you're going to talk. But if somebody comes back and says something, you can't get upset at that.
Yeah. And so then, look, today, of course, I'm over all the gossip and stuff, but it is, we're going to talk about it real quick. It's related to music as well. The Beyonce thing, you know, I rock with B. Now, they had a quick little clip of her, like, rocking her head back and forth, side to side. And it really surprised me that a lot of people was like, she on drugs, and I'm like, what? Do people not think, or they just want to have something to say? It just looked shocking to me. At the beginning of the clip, she kind of like, you know, you could tell she fussing with Jay, or she looked like she saying something to him that she's not pleased with, and then she just kind of just zoning out and doing what she looked like she was about to cry. That's what it looked like to me. So it looked as though she was rocking and trying to keep from crying, but that's me. But I read all these outlandish comments about her being high and this and that and the third. Did you see it? Did you see that today?
I
know you were moving heavy around.
I didn't see the actual movement.
Okay, when you
see
it.
I heard about what they were talking about, though. But, you know, one thing
extra.
I take from the whole Jay-Z and Beyonce thing, and, you know, even the little pictures they be having of Blue Ivy, which, you know, let me let P
people that's listening know, that last one that they put was Photoshop to give her, like, features that look more like Jay-Z. That really wasn't how that little baby looked.
I didn't
looked.
See that.
You feel me?
They
so
extra.
Everybody
that's
was like,
crazy.
Oh, my God, this is Jay-Z's baby for real. Well, they actually
well,
Photoshopped
is,
her nose and lips. Of course it's Jay-Z's
so
baby
stupid.
For real, but she
right.
doesn't have features that look like that. I don't know if she'll have them in the future. I don't know. But she doesn't have them now. So they really
right.
need to stop being cruel to her like that. But as far as J and B, you know, they in the public eye. People going to do what they want. And this is the funny thing about social media. If you can be funny or put something out in a funny way, a malicious way, they're going to run with it.
They gravitate
so
to that. That's right.
There's people out there
they love
getting
it.
Famous. Right, they love it. There's people out there getting famous from this stuff, so it's always going to be there. We could take it back to the Revolt conference where Puff was talking about how a lot of these artists, he feels sorry for them because they're going to have to go get a job once their run is over because they don't have
yeah.
no substance with their music, you know. But
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, if you keep giving somebody $1 million for doing that shitty work, well, then they're going to keep, you're going to have more people doing that shitty work. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
even
yeah.
though we see that it's not what it's supposed to be, if it keeps getting glorified and people keep getting paid for it, the shit's going to keep happening. You know what I'm saying? So we just
yeah,
got to look
same
at it for what
music.
It's worth.
Mm-hmm. So what's up? You know, I don't watch Love and Hip Hop, and I watched that one episode, the little premiere, and
oh,
not even when they premiered
wow.
it, and then I ain't seen it since then, so
wow,
is there anything
wow,
that
I mean,
you can enlighten me on in a brief summary of what
well,
is going on
yeah,
that I would actually care
definitely.
About? Or
let's take it as a matter of fact, this morning, Young Bird got arrested for assault on a woman. Now,
oh.
they don't know if it's the girl from the show, because they haven't revealed that yet, but he's actually been arrested for hitting a woman this morning. So that
wow.
show, I think, you know,
mm-hmm.
there was a fight on the show last week. Little Fizz, formerly from the group B2K, his baby's
mm-hmm.
mother, beat up his new girlfriend, or supposedly new girlfriend. They're going through some issues, but she swung on her, smacked her right in the face, dragged her over
the
table.
The little chick? The baby mama, this little skinny chick?
Yeah, she's small.
He was
yeah,
somebody?
Oh, but,
wow.
Yeah, but all through the show, they've been saying she's a feisty, crazy girl, and she showed it on that show. What was crazy about it, though, is a lot of these people's lives from the show are, you know, transferring to their real life. And, you know, as far as Young Bird getting arrested, like a lot of people have something to say about that because they're like, wow. This is the same guy that got his chain snatched. This is the same guy that got smacked in the face by Maino, and now he's beating up girls. I hate that for Young Bird because the dude is talented when it comes to a songwriting and production. You know, Onyx knows, and a lot of people that have been listening to our show for a while know that I have a production company. We actually did a track for Young Bird back in the
mm-hmm.
day. The dude knows music. So to see him on the show, I thought, hey, this is going to be a great platform for people to really know that Young Bird is talented. Of course, he's going to have his shit with his little bitches or whatever you call them, but to get arrested for domestic violence now that's like, damn, bro. You know what I'm saying? We don't want it to go that route.
Well, let me ask you this, because Tierra Marie was going to be one of the reasons I was going to actually watch the and Omaya. They were actually going to be a reason why I would watch the show. But I just, again, you know, I just can't do it. I just don't do it like that. But but I did see under, like, Tierra Marie, some couple of her comments and whatnot, that the fans were like, I'm so disappointed. They was going in on her, like, I'm so disappointed in you, and I'm mad at you, and I really was rooting for you, but now you're not, you changed, and they're just really going in on her. So what's she been doing that? Okay.
It's a bad look for Tierra Marie on that show. I'm not going to even lie.
Mm-hmm.
She may like the fame of it that she's getting now, but it's a real bad look for her. You know, it's constantly talking about her fighting. talking about how bad her singing is. I mean, last episode, this dude blatantly told her how whack she was and that she needed to go lose weight. And, you know, it really isn't what I would have expected her storyline to be about. But her storyline has been just straight, I'm crazy, I like to fight, I'm from Detroit, I lost my singing talent, you know, I tried to come back, I got on stage, people looked at me like I was crazy. Hopefully her stuff gets, you know, starts to change, because her relationship with Ray J is now on blast, and how, you know, her and Ray J was together for so long, but the way Ray J is treating her now on the show, it's just really no positive angles around Tierra Marie when it comes to that show. So hopefully hopefully that changes and people hear new music, and, you know, this show has inspired her to, you know, get back on her grind, get her vocals back in line, because right now it's just like the shit on Tierra Marie show, yo. It's kind of crazy.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, that's it's disappointing to hear, because she was actually on the show. She was on this show. Show, but she was on the station back in like 2012 and or 2011, 2012, and went on Real Talk, the one of the segments that we used to have with Crush, and she was on the interview, and I talked to her then, and just briefly, but I just, you know, she was on Love and Hip Hop New York at that time, just making a few cameos here and there. So that's when I first watched the episode, because I wanted to make sure that I would know what to say to her. You know, I didn't want to just be rude and, ask questions that were already, you know, blatantly out there in the show. So that's when I first.
Well, you know what?
Love
these shows
thing,
are
kind of
crazy.
It's sad.
And me and
but,
you know, when we, you know, we
it makes you
down
or break
to,
you
know. Parties and talking to, we've interviewed a lot of the Love and Hip Hop cast, and, you know, let me tell you how funny it could be. The girl, there's another girl that gets shitted on this show, and her name is Hazel E, and she's a rapper, and she's not bad. She actually gets shitted on the show for being in love with Young Berg, and Young Berg just shits all over her, and her and Tierra Marie used to be friends, and now her and Tierra Marie aren't friends anymore. She just has a storyline in the show where she's like this simp. But in reality, she's the one that actually bought that show to Mona Scott, told Scott which people to actually have on the show. So all of their jobs they have because of this girl, she was actually a publicist for Eva Pickford, Idris Elba. Like, this lady has really worked through the industry. She actually even helped on The Boondocks, which is a well-known cartoon TV show. She helped bring that show from the comic book strips to Sony. So she has a super ill resume, but on the show, she's like a thought.
I knew her resume
because
was,
if you didn't
nice.
Know her resume was that strong, you'd be like, it's a fucking loser. You know what I'm saying? And so those shows could be kind of crazy, man. I'm glad she's going on interviews and telling people her story. I'm really happy because she's got a sick resume. Like, she's not a joke. And on that show, she is the butt of jokes.
Well, I'm looking forward to asking you what happens next.
Yeah,
because
I'm keeping up on it.
Yeah, thank you, because I can't. And this just made me really not, because I don't want to see her in that light. But, hey, it is what it is. And I wish the best for all of them. And I know hopefully there'll be a season 2, 3 or whatever, and they can work that all out. And then just so we can, and we're about to wrap this up, but, you know, the Benzino and Thiti, is that Althea? They got fired from the show, and I guess K. Michelle is out talking about him and all this. But I haven't dug in that enough to even care or make a comment about it. But, you know, we had Benzino on the show. So shout out to Benzino, and we wish them the best. And he's going to be great.
Maybe we could get him back
on Benzino.
We could get Benzino
we
back
do need to bring
Thiti.
Him back on with Althea.
And,
yeah, we need to holler back
and
at Benzino.
And see what the deal is. But, yeah, you know.
But he's got Hip Hop
Weekly.
He's good.
Yeah, Benzino been
good.
You know, one thing about these shows is We like to, I like to keep up with them because, you know, I'm a musician and I follow these people musically. So it's always intriguing to me to try to see what they got going on in their regular life. Like, I didn't know Soulja Boy was dating Teddy Riley's daughter. You know what I'm saying? So when Teddy Riley step to Soulja Boy on the show, I'm like, holy shit, this is crazy. Like, Teddy Riley is in front of him grilling him about his daughter. So, you know, some of this stuff is real entertaining, but at the same time, they take, how can we put it? They take these turns for the worse where people's real lives start getting involved. Like, Jocelyn is pregnant but facing lawsuits from the fight during the reunion of their show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who knows what could happen to her from the lawsuits, you know, IRS looking into Stevie J, Molly Mall getting arrested during the beginning of Love It. Just a bunch of different shit starts happening where you like, damn. Like, and all that shit happening, the crazy part about it, it makes the show more popular.
Yeah, it does. It does. And you know, and I like Mona too. Me and her was awesome, and we hope to have her one day, and I'm really interested to hearing what she has to say about all of this. I just want to hear what she has to say regarding the Love and Hip Hop saga and where it's going and what direction she sees herself taking as well in the next few years to come. So we'll be going to wrap up tonight. I definitely want to give a shout out again to our special guest that was on the line, R&B Sanger. Shout out to him from Jacksonville, Florida, holding it down, Duval County. And yeah, we look forward to more. We're going to bring him back on a later date. We're going to play his record, Me and My Baby, and we're going to ride out to that. But you guys can also check me out on pretty much any social network at Onyx254. And make sure you follow us at Global14 and at Global14 The Cut. Check out Jermaine Dupri's social site, global14.com as well. I know that was a lot, but just, you know, rewind
check
back,
out,
catch
though.
It,
and make
that's
sure
what's
you're
up.
Checking it out. Check me out at the Golden Fleece, THA Golden Fleece, on all social networks, global14.com, Twitter, Instagram, you know what I'm saying? And just follow us, man. We're going to have some special surprises coming up, more special guests. And we appreciate everybody that called in tonight. We appreciate R&B Sanger. And we're going to be supporting him and following him, keep you up to date on what he's got going on. But every Wednesday, we're here. So check us out.
That's right.
8 p.m.
Eastern. That's right. That's right. Jagged Edge new album in stores now. Make sure you do your purchase. They're number one on iTunes.
Number one.
Let's keep them up there and let's get those. Let's bring real R&B back and support them and artists like R&B Sanger. Also, I wanted to let you guys know next week A&R Report is coming on the line all the way from Canada. So we got overseas guys calling in next week, all of you artists. He's interviewed and spoke with and sat down with pretty much everybody you can think of, and the latest has been Steve Rufkin. So definitely want to join us, get some insight on what he has to offer and how your artist can be considered with his company and what they have to offer, and just get, you know, get that airplay and get noticed in Canada. Who doesn't want to get noticed outside of the country? Who doesn't want to gain more fans and you know, just network a little more? So tune in next week, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Next Wednesday, we are here.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty.
Na 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 turkey bacon and eggs. I made your breakfast in bed. Me and my baby, me and my baby, me and my baby. baby, me and my baby. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh yeah, you are.
Baby.